My name is Radek Doulík, and I would like to present my presentation about... I would like to present the presentation about Cairo Canvas. Which is the thing which I worked a few months on, and so let's see what I will say to you. I also have asked Thorsten, who works in Sun on the canvas itself, to introduce us the canvas architecture. When he finish visit, I will introduce the Cairo library, which is used in this canvas, and then we will go through the development. I will say some things, how it was done, and the problems we have to solve, and what we still have to solve. Then I will compare it to the existing canvas we have in OpenOffice, and in the end, if there will be questions, I will try to answer them, and Thorsten will try to answer them, and then we can have a small discussion with people who are interested in canvas development in OpenOffice. So this is Thorsten.
Yeah, thanks Radek for the kind invitation. Yeah, that's me. I'm working with the Sun team in Hamburg, and I started for about 2 years ago with a new graphics rendering backend dubbed X Canvas and a new slideshow. So what's X Canvas? First of all, it's a UNO interface. That's convention to start UNO interfaces with an X. And it's a new rendering subsystem for OpenOffice. Stefan Schaefer referred to it on his talk that on the long run we want to replace both toolkit and rendering, and XCanvas is the rendering part, and we actually started that, and it's shipped for the slideshow with the upcoming OpenOffice 2.0. Yeah, as you can see, Empress slideshow already running XCanvas. That's what you see here. Because it's a UNO interface, you can have multiple instances of it running, or multiple implementations. So what you see here is VCL Canvas, and what you see, here is Cairo Canvas, so both at the same time. Future plans is to migrate the whole application towards X Canvas. Slideshow was first. Next one is Draw Impress. That's planned for the next major release. Let's call it 3.0. And after that, Calc, Writer, and Math are also planned to use X Canvas for rendering. So what was the reason why we did that? We did all that. It was because core functionality was missing in current VCL, like anti-aliasing, concept of transformations, color management, and alpha compositing for every primitive, to name a few. And the reason why we did it for Impress slideshow was because performance and feature set was actually lacking. So a more detailed breakdown. Of course, we wanted to have a UNO interface on the one hand to have a more componentized approach, which makes it much more easier to plug in new implementations. Then we wanted to make it easier to port. because porting VCL to a new platform, I think the Mac OS X people can tell you a story about that. It's a lot. We wanted to have low impedance towards modern graphics APIs, so that's more or less a similar feature set, like transformations. The VCL output device is based on concepts like the Windows 3.x 16-bit GDI from Windows, so kind of old. And we wanted to make it easier for contributors to start, and I hope that we achieve that goal. Radek? Okay, thanks. And yeah, as I've said, separations of concerns, so XCAM is for rendering application content, and separate from that toolkit, which does not necessarily have to render via XCAM. In fact, the XUL approach won't use anything of X-Canvas to render, but their own backend. Yeah, speed, of course, quality, rendering quality, perfectly achieved by Cairo Canvas. Yeah, that's more or less a summary. Multitude of backends, you've seen it. The interface in itself takes a stateless approach. Normally, graphics APIs have a kind of a device where you can set things like line color, fill texture, current clip, current transformation. XCanvas did not go that path, but has a stateless approach. Like you call a method and provide all parameters, which is pretty concurrency friendly because you don't have to externally lock such a device. You can always just issue your rendering. Yeah, and I think it has a quite flexible caching concept, such if you draw something and you have to redraw it on a later time, you can optionally cache that pre-processing, which has to take place. For example, if you output a bitmap and scale and rotate it, some processing has to take place, which is takes some time. Might take some time, and yeah, you can if you know. I get a redraw for that bitmap at a later date. You can just cache an opaque object and say on that opaque object redraw, and internally the canvas can cache that pre-processed bitmap. So kind of a bird's eye view over the canvas modules. Below the UNO API are the different canvas implementations that exist today, like VCL canvas, Cairo canvas. We have a Java prototype called Java implementation, DirectX implementation. Below that, the technology that the actual canvas uses, like VCL, of course, Cairo, of course, or Java 2D. And some tooling below, which is shared between all, at least between all C++ canvas implementations. And below, a CPP canvas is kind of a convenience wrapper, and Slideshow is at the moment the only client of XCanvas. Okay, because it's a buff session, I think we can do it a little bit more informal. Any questions so far? Cool. Is it readable? Maybe not from behind. That's a set of the nearly all XCanvas rendering methods. Not every method, but the most important. So, well, yeah, you can draw simple things like line or Bezier curves. You can fill with solid color with textures. You can apply texture mapping. You can draw text and you can draw bitmap. basically you can do everything with that, a few set of methods. Yeah, a little bit more details about caching. It's a call sequence if the slideshow renders a bitmap. It's an opaque object renderer that calls the xcanvas draw bitmap. In the xcanvas implementation, the xcanvas implementation can optionally create an xcache primitive, return that object, and at will the renderer can say, okay, I hold that that UNO reference, and if I later on get a repaint with the same bitmap at the same position, I can just call redraw and that cached xcached xcache primitive object. And what the canvas can do is store the or cache the exact output bits such that it only has to push the bitmap to the screen and don't have to do any rescaling or refiltering or things like that. And the same primitive can be returned for the more complex polygon methods. So then there is a refinement of the X canvas interface called X sprite canvas. The X sprite canvas is specifically targeted for slideshows. Everybody knows the sprite concept, right? It's a little bitmap that can be moved around the screen. It does not obscure any background, so you can just move it around. And that's perfect for implementing that slideshow effect. And it's on the other hand, ideally suited for hardware acceleration because you can just take a texture and render your sprite with textures. Just a few methods added to it. Basically, just create a sprite. And the last one is also important: update screen such that you have a distinct amount in time. You can say, okay, I've changed all sprite parameters. I've changed my background. Now is the time. Copy all my changes to the front. And so you don't have any tearing, no animations that run out of sync, things like that. So that's how the slideshow actually implements their animations. You have a slide with two objects, and the first object, the triangle, gets an animation. And then the slideshow clears the triangle from the background and creates a sprite. That's a blue one. And then the sprite gets animated, and the sprite can have transformation sets, so you only have to render the sprite once, and then you only change the parameters like rotate. It's you don't have to re-render the sprite, you just have to change parameters. So now it turns. And then when the animation is over, the slideshow deletes the sprite and re-renders the object back on the static slide background. Okay. Some call sequence how that sprite states are handled. slideshow for all sprites currently active, the slideshow changes the parameters like move to position XY, calls that at the xSprite interface. The xSprite stores the state, only stores it, doesn't render anything, just draws the state. Then that's repeated for other attributes like clipping or transformations or alpha. So the sprite collects over time all the state changes, and when the slideshow is done with all sprites and all changes, it calls update screen. And then the sprite canvas iterates over all active sprites, fetches the state, and re-renders. So it's synchronized, the update. Okay. That's it. Any questions so far? Michael. Yes, of course. It's kind of a hack, actually. pardon? The diagram? No, I don't have any block diagram. Maybe. Ah, that one, yeah. That one. Yes, the drawing layer still renders the slideshow content to VCL output device, because it's kind of a huge amount of code and it's used in different applications, so we couldn't just say, okay, we port it to XCanvas, because then all applications would have to be changed to XCanvas at the same time. That was not feasible. So what we did was extract meta files for every draw shape, every object on the slide. I iterate over all objects and get me a meta file for them. And that meta file is then rendered via XCanvas. And for the migration path, if we have for the next major release, if we have draw impress actually render to XCanvas, that step could be removed, of course. And it's surely kind of it surely has a price. It surely has a performance impact, but it's from my point of view not really noticeable. It just disappears behind the other problems. Any other questions? Okay, thanks. Then I pass on to Radek.
Okay, thanks a lot for the architecture overview. And now let's go to the Cairo Canvas itself. So the Cairo Canvas is the implementation of this UNO service. It's called Canvas, and there is also Bitmap Canvas service. It has a lot of interfaces, like about 10 or something. So implementing the Cairo Canvas meant to implement these interfaces. This canvas is based on the Cairo library, which is a quite new library used for rendering. It presents itself as a vector graphic library for high quality rendering. It means mostly that you can define resolution independent passes in Cairo, and it then renders them to the Cairo backend, which in our case is Xlib with render extension. So it renders it as XPixMap with this extension. It can render it to many or few other backends. In OpenOffice, we use we tried to use the Glitz backend as well, which is based on OpenGL, but it's disabled right now because not many cards have the OpenGL, good OpenGL drivers. So it's kind of like for testing purposes, and it's not used now. Not like that it's already distributed. We tried to use it for SUSE 10, but because we had still some problems with it, it is disabled by default, but you can try there. It's distributed but not enabled by default. And the Cairo library, like when I first heard about it, I was thinking, this must be something pretty speedy. because it's known that it's use hardware acceleration. So when it is available, it uses hardware acceleration. So it should be fast. I will talk more about it later, but this is one of the good things about Cairo library. Now I have some overview of the capabilities. As I said, it's high quality, so high quality rendering. So it gives us anti-aliasing of everything you render. It's possible to turn it off as well. This is quite new feature in Cairo, but yeah, it allows you to composite surfaces, which are the things which you draw on, which have alpha channels, so you can have very nice transparent effects. It provides all the most of the things Thorsten mentioned used for drawing, so it's like drawing lines. It has very nice Bezier curves and closed curves, so Bezier polygons drawing, which is done with high precision and it's very smooth, very nice, and it's anti-aliased as well. And then it has all these things you need for the canvas. The Cairo library is quite popular these days, so many big projects are trying to use it. The GTK toolkit is lately using it. It's in version 2.8, I guess. It uses it for some things, not for everything. Mozilla is trying to use it for rendering as well. Inkscape is drawing application, vector drawing application, so it's trying to use it as well. SVG rendering libraries are trying to use it, and now we are trying to use it in OpenOffice. We use it here in Canvas, but because on Linux, if you use it in GNOME environment, it runs with GTK, so it's also used in user interface, but this is a different path how to get to the Cairo. So both user interface and Canvas can use Cairo now, but every part like access it alone. So let's see how the development went. So it started in May this year, and I was quite new to OpenOffice, so I have to read all the things about OpenOffice. I read a lot of things about Uno component model, about services and things, but in the end I just took the VCL canvas backend and started replacing things with Cairo Cairo calls and thingies. So first steps were to implement the basic interfaces and classes which exist in Canvas. I don't remember exactly how long time it took, but it was pretty fast thanks to Thorsten's work. So after a few weeks, I guess, we have Canvas, which wasn't feature complete, but it was possible already to run Impress with it, and it didn't crash as in the beginning. So it was pretty good, and actually it can draw a lot of things. The more advanced things like animations and transitions of slides were not working yet, but it was pretty much okay. So then we started work to make it more feature complete. So I did some text drawing, which is not very perfect yet. And I think Thorsten is trying to address this in Canvas 02 CBS?
Actually, not the text drawing, but the thing that a lot of code is currently duplicated, like Radek took VCL canvas and ripped it off and put his own things in, so it's kind of a consolidation. The text drawing is a lot more complicated. That's I think that Herbert will address it.
Okay, so this is some ERAB, and which is not perfect yet, so hopefully it will be addressed in future.
What? It will be.
It will be, okay. So then I implemented the clipping in Canvas, which make a big difference, because then some of the transitions started to work and everything was much better. Some time it took to implement texture fills, then the gradients. There are about four gradient types in Canvas, so we support two of them so far, so there's still some work. And then I implemented the clipping polygons in Sprite, so basically after this was completed, everything worked as it should. So this first phase took about 3 months. As I said, we had nearly feature complete, as feature complete as VCL canvas, and we are only missing these two types of gradients and some minor things which are not very noticeable, and these features which are not yet in VCL canvas as well. If we compare it to VCL canvas and see what we get a better anti-aliasing. So now everything is anti-aliased, so it looks like more smooth. We got the alpha compositing during animations, which in VCL canvas is done by 1-bit masks, so it's not so nice. And actually, when Thorsten says it's a hack, and it actually can result in like sprites flying over the background, and when it lands into the background, it's like renders a lot differently because it gets the alpha at this point. And we should have the nice anti-aliased Bezier curves. Unfortunately, the first time we tried this, it looked even worse than the VCL canvas. It was because OpenOffice code subdivides the Beziers to line polygons before it reaches the canvas code, so we just get only line polygons and we didn't get the Bezier control points. Yeah, because probably nobody was expecting that we can handle them. Yeah. What was very bad was the speed. So it was a lot of very slow, unbelievably slow. So this was one of the things to solve in the second phase of development. And I also wanted to fix the Bezier drawing, so this was the other thing. So easier was the Bezier drawing. I implemented a patch. I spent some days looking in OpenOffice code, looking where is it subdivided and what's going on. Finally, I found the right places. And so I just remove the subdivision so that the control points reach the canvas code. And you can see the results. So we have a smooth Bezier curves on the left, and on the right you see how it looks when it is divided to just to line polygons. Thorsten says that the patch might not work very reliably in 2.0 because there are some parts which depends on just getting only line segments and not the true Bezier polygons, but it will be fixed completely in future in 2.x hopefully. Yeah. So I fixed this, but then it was the speed. Cairo itself is quite slow because it's a pretty new library, and in the first stage of development they were more concentrating on the quality and on features, which is of course okay, it's right to do it first. Now we are at stage where Cairo 1.0 was released, so it's getting some love and it's get some speed up. And so it should be pretty much better, but we are now with this slow Cairo, so we have to solve it somewhat. So I was looking what's so slow there. It looks like that it's the render extension in XServer because it uses XAA acceleration architecture, which is quite old, and it doesn't fit with today's graphic cards. And it's not very easy to accelerate it in hardware, even if it was the plan. And so it is implemented in software and is very slow. I guess it even involves traveling pix maps from video memory to main memory, which is very slow without DMA transfers. So I start profiling to be sure what's going on. It was pretty hard. I think in the talk before me, the Intel guys probably showed how hard it is to profile these things. It's because there are many things involved. It's not just the OpenOffice, which is one process, but it's communicating asynchronously with XServer, where the render extension and XAA lives. And this is, of course, calling down the kernel. So I got some results, but it wasn't still very clear where we are lagging behind. But it gave me at least an idea where the problems might be. So what I did is I wrote some simple tests, which were outside OpenOffice. It was just small programs using Cairo only. And I measured directly some operations which I was afraid are very slow. You can see some of the results. I marked with a red color the slow ones, and guess what? All these are the results where the render extension is involved. And what I was doing is painting an area of 1K to 760 points, which is what you usually use for presentation with today's projectors. And so just simply drawing a pixmap which you already have prepared, so you have already drawn all your slide, and just to put it from the off-screen buffer to to the screen, so it's visible. My take, you say something over 1 second, which is like very slow, and this is only for this operation, and you have to do many of these operations to get it. But I found some things how to improve the speed. One of the things is try to avoid the alpha channels as much as possible, because this is now happening in the render extension and is very slow. Other thing is to paint your surfaces and place your clipping polygons on integer positions. Cairo is like very good. It gives you very good precision, so it works with doubles, so you can point, you can place your, for example, the sprite, which is used in Canvas, to a very very exact position, but which we actually did, what I did in the beginning, but it turns out there is a really really big difference. Oh, maybe go back. You can see it's like if you don't use alpha channel, it's under 1 millisecond, and if you use the alpha channel, it's over 1 second. So it's like 1,000 times slower, which is crazy. Yeah. I also looked into the comp transition, which is one of the slowest one in slideshow. So I implemented again simple test which simulates this transition just outside the OpenOffice, and I got pretty good results for it instead of like tens of seconds in OpenOffice. And I also tried to do something similar as VCL Canvas does, to use the A1 bitmap masks even if it degrades the quality of the rendering. Yeah. So the conclusions from it was to avoid the alpha channel as much as possible, and place the clipping polygons and sprites on integer positions. Yeah. So these are just details of how I was trying to avoid the alpha channels. It took some time. I was inspired again in VCL Canvas. But it's get better performance in some situations, but it wasn't still good enough. For example, the comp transition was still very slow. So then I go and tried to fix the clipping, and actually it worked. First I didn't realize I have to also take care about the transformation matrices, because it can move and scale the clipping polygons as well, so you have to take care about it as well. So and then I did this, and voila, the comp transition is pretty fast. So yeah, this is our puppy Mary. Okay, she's still pretty young. So let's see what awaits us in future. In Cairo Canvas, I want to do some more performance work, because there are still some areas which are pretty slow, but I hope to fix it even before we have all this hardware acceleration, so it's usable even these days. I need to look into bitmap handling, which is still pretty slow, because we are using the UNO interfaces directly, and it's very slow, like you get the bitmap pixel by pixel, but it will be possible to improve this, and also look to some, I call them pathological cases, because they still take very long time. For example, embedded objects like tables takes few seconds before they are rendered, and VCL Canvas render them like in few milliseconds. So there must be something very strange going on, but I hope to fix it soon. On the Cairo front, there is also a lot of things we can which can be improved. So Cairo is now stabilized, and they are maintaining stable releases and working on performance improvements. So this will give us some speed up. The Cairo is very depending on X server, at least the Xlib backend which we use. And there's a lot of things going on in X server world. There is this EXA extension, or actually EXA architecture, acceleration architecture, which is something which replaces, at least partially, the old XAA architecture, and it uses hardware directly. It provides the DMA memory transfers, and is very promising, and it's like maybe 1 or 2 months old, and there are already pretty good results. I try to compile it for you, but unfortunately my card is still very new. I have the ATI card, and it's supported only until R200 chip, and I have 300 something, so I cannot, but still, as you can see later, there is already improvement even without all the bells and whistles. Then there is EXA architecture. It's pretty near future. It should be available in X.org X server 7.0. which is going to be released in few months, I guess, maybe even sooner. Then a long-term solution is the XGL server, which is a server which is trying to use OpenGL for rendering, for not just for render extension, but for every rendering which is going on in X server. So this is also a very promising thing, but it's much longer goal, so I guess it will take 1 or 2 years before we can see this. I think there is someone, actually Dave Friedman is working on it in our company, so hopefully it will be good. Yeah, but as well, the drawback is that we still don't have that many good OpenGL drivers. So, but the idea is that when Linux desktops can use these, hopefully the cards manufacturers will provide better support. But as Thorsten said, it's like the chicken and egg problem. So we'll see. I made some measuring with the hardware acceleration as well, because NVIDIA proprietary drivers already has experimental acceleration of render extension, and as you can see, it's the same test as you saw before, and it's a lot better. Everything is under 1 second, and if you don't place it on non-integer position, it's even like only tens milliseconds. So it's looks like the EXA extension might help a lot. Yeah. I have also another results with the CVS XORG server, which even without the EXA is running a lot better. For example, if you remember this painting with alpha channel, it was over 1 second, and now it is like quarter of a second, so it's like 4 or 5 times faster. So, at least. Okay, I will give a microphone again to Thorsten, and he will tell you something about the Canvas future.
Yeah, thanks, Radek, again. as I've said, for the near future, there has to be some consolidation, because on the one hand, we have the possibility to provide several different Canvas implementations, but on the other hand, if they duplicate too much code, it will be a mess again. So we're trying to avoid that and factor out common code, like checking input parameters. That should be the same code for all implementations, and that's currently ongoing work in CWS Canvas 02. If anybody is interested. Well, I gotta skip some slides. Maybe, but I don't want to risk getting out of the slideshow. Okay, yeah, well, that's a snapshot of what we have today. Like, we see all Canvas only for stock OpenOffice 2.0. StarOffice has VCR Canvas and a DirectX based Canvas for Windows only. For the future, of course, Cairo Canvas. As I've heard, some independent vendors will ship actually 2.0 with Cairo Canvas, but yeah, I think at the current state, it might not actually meet production quality, especially regarding text rendering. So that's still an open issue, which would require some work in VCL. So yeah, then the future, as I've said, Cairo Canvas, of course, integral part of OpenOffice. There is some prototyping work going on regarding the VCL canvas. Currently, VCL canvas is more or less a dump mapping onto the existing VCL output device functionality. That's the reason why there's so much missing from the canvas interface. What would be a vector that we could go is to have a kind of software rendering, independent software rendering, like Cairo or AGG or GDI Plus or whatever, and just push bitmaps to VCL. We are currently investigating in that direction. Yeah, same for StarOffice, for the next major release of StarOffice. And I think, yeah, we will also consolidate the DirectX Windows only backend, that such that all platforms use the same software rendering backend. Okay, that's it. Questions, anybody? Yes?
I had a question for Rod. When you went to just using integers instead of doubles, did you notice visual degradation?
Oh, I'm sorry, if I...
When you reduced the precision to just using integers and you gained the speed, did you notice?
Actually, I didn't lower the overall precision. I just placed the sprites on integer positions. There are some artifacts which I didn't solve yet. When the animation of the sprite stops, then it's visible some lines which presents the clipping polygons, but I think I can fix this pretty good. And actually, for example, for the comp transition, it even renders better now, because when the images were going like against themselves on the edges, there were like visible things again from clipping polygons, and when I put them on integer positions, this vanished. So it wasn't that bad. Yeah. So far, I think I will stay with them. The only thing which I see, which can be a drawback, is when you have this fluent animation, you need to place it on non-integer positions. But because on non-integer positions, it was so slow, there will be no fluent animation, so it doesn't have in current situation any reason. And I think, at least what I how I feel it now, it works pretty good on integer positions, so I will probably stick at least for some time with it. Maybe once we have this hardware acceleration and there will be no difference in speed, we can switch back and it will be even better, and it will be like movie quality transitions. Okay, thanks. Actually, it's not that I can choose it. It's because the API of Cairo uses doubles, but actually Cairo itself internally uses fixed position numbers, so it should not gain anything to us. Different presentations of what? We are using 8-bit alpha channels. I tried to use the 1 bit for the masks, but like Thorsten is says it's not a very good idea, and of course it will like really degrade the quality, because this is what VCL Canvas does, and it does 1-bit masks for sprites when it's animated, and when it's lens, it uses the 8-bit alpha, but it doesn't look very well. So if it's not really needed because of speed, I will probably try to avoid it. Thanks for the question. Oh, some more questions? Oh, okay.
Did I understand you right that the X-Render extension is probably a little bit misdesigned, so that it cannot really improve any output?
It's not the render extension, but the XAA architecture, and render extension these days uses this architecture, so this is the reason. This is partially addressed by the XA extensions. Extension which tries to like provide better architecture for today's cars, so render extension should be pretty much okay. There are just small differences in operators between OpenGL and render, for example, but otherwise it should be the thing we need. I think it's possible because, for example, NVIDIA and their proprietary drivers use a different acceleration architecture, But from what I read on X mailing list, it's pretty much like similar to what EXA does. So it looks like, for example, NVIDIA will not support the EXA acceleration architecture because they have their own, which works pretty much the same, maybe better. Well, actually, which you can use, but today it is called as experimental, and it is by default disabled. So if you want to try it as I did, you have to set an option if you're in your X configuration file, which is like nobody is going to do this, of course. Yeah. Thanks. I forgot also to say one thing. I think we are probably first project which tries to use the Cairo for full screen operation and for animations. So this is probably why we run into such problems with speed and so on. For example, the GTK uses the Cairo, but only for some small things so far. There are some teams for GTK which uses Cairo for rendering the team, so it's probably used a lot more, but I didn't saw these, so I don't know how they perform. Okay. Yeah, so if this is all, then I think we can try just to discuss the things if someone's interested. Yeah.
First of all, big thanks to Radek for implementing that. He did a marvelous job. And then I'm still looking for somebody who implements a native X canvas for macOS 10. So, any volunteers? I see some macOS 10 developers in this room. Because that's what X canvas is designed for, to have. At best, to have native implementations. Aren't we going to, or aren't there ports going on in that direction? Can you mix the Aqua and an X11 on there? No, yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
Nice. You can just finish it.
Okay. If there are no further questions and no need to discuss anything, I think you can just finish. Ah, I'm Michael. We can see all the 160.
Yeah, we have enough time.
By the way, how much time do we have?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So thanks very much for attention, and if you are interested, we will run these transitions, and if you want to discuss something with us, we are here for you. Thank you very much.